Welcome to Therapist Spotlight.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Answers Therapist Spotlight, the podcast where we aim to showcase our wonderful members to the wider community. I'm your host, Joshua Brooks, and with us tonight is the lovely Natalie Woodman. Natalie is a clinical nutritionist and a gut health expert, so this is promising to be a great conversation. Natalie, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So, first inaugural question, what got you into natural health and natural medicine?
I think this is actually pretty common amongst therapists, but I lived a sort of what I believe to be a very, very healthy life. In fact, lived in Japan for 15 years, so was ridiculously sort of healthy with especially their diet. We know a lot about the Japanese and their diet. And then came back here to Australia to relocate with my husband and kids. And progressively, probably over a very short period of time, about 4 or 5 years, really hit sort of rock bottom with my health. So chronic back pain, eczema, allergies, increased weight, all those things. And I was about 44, 46 and went to all sorts of places, you know, doctors and specialists to try and work out, dermatologists, et cetera, trying to work out what was going on. And really what most of them said is, look, this is what you can expect with getting older. And that sort of scared me because I thought, well, I'm only 46. That's a bit scary. So I was really dissatisfied with the model that was there, and I didn't want to go down the route of taking sort of lots of supplements or medications and all those sorts of things. So decided to study nutrition. And while I was studying nutrition and really looked at sort of, you know, the I suppose, you know, it's like most people, you know, I wasn't sitting there eating pizzas and sausage rolls and, you know, Maccas and Coke and all the rest of it, but just little things about the diet that had changed. But it was while I was studying nutrition that I came across research around the gut microbiome. And I was really, really intrigued because a lot of the first studies that came out were about pain and also eczema, rashes and things like that, because it was such a prevalent thing in our society. So that really got my attention. And so I sort of went down that rabbit hole alongside the nutrition. And within, you know, by the time I was 50, I'd sort of finished and got to the point where I was, you know, a healthy weight. I've never suffered. I'm nearly 58 next week. I've never suffered eczema. Eczema or anything like that again. I've maintained a healthy weight no matter, you know, what I eat or do. My back pain has gone, and that was I was at the point of having my spine fused because it was causing, in fact, I was hospitalised with because I had passed out with so much pain and had gone through a shower screen and slashed my head and threw my eyebrow open because of the pain and couldn't walk it, you know. So I suppose, it was a dissatisfaction of the current health model that drove me to find answers, and then that drove me, the nutrition drove me in a, you know, came across the gut microbiome and there I went into that. And I suppose that was, you know, like I'm saying, it's about eight years ago, and at that stage you mentioned the gut microbiome and people didn't even know what you were talking about. So it's definitely got, you know, more prevalent now. Most people know what you're talking about, or gut health, you know what I mean, gut microbiome or gut health. So, yeah, that's how I sort of ended up here.
What a fascinating story. Thank you so much for sharing. I mean,
that's okay.
This, yeah, so many questions. But first of all, I'd just like to ask, so your time in Japan, do you reckon that has really influenced how you approach the diet? Has that given you a slightly an interesting take on it from, I guess, most Western practitioners in the dietetics world?
Actually, you know, it's really interesting, and that's a great question, because while the diet has does serve it, so they eat very seasonally, they eat a huge a diversity, a variety of foods, and diet-wise, it's fluent. It's actually the lifestyle that's influenced more about what I've learned about with the gut microbiome. So many people just focus on food, and being a nutritionist, I think most people step into my clinic thinking, right, well, I'm just going to get a meal plan, here's a recipe, and off I go and I'll do that. But what we know about the gut microbiome now and the stress, that lifestyle is one of the biggest influence on disrupting gut health. And then that obviously drives different food choices, you know, gut dysbiosis, sort of an imbalance in the gut. And so really what I took away from it was more the lifestyle. And I suppose, look, we were there We lived there 1989 to 2006. So I think it's, you know, maybe very different now. I mean, you know, the 60s are different to what life is now. If you talk to people from the 60s, so if you went back to Japan now in 2021, I'm sure it's quite different from when I left in 2006 because the younger generation are getting into more of a Western diet, a Western lifestyle. And that's with so many, you know, China, India, you know, that's the middle class that's really sort of exploded and changed. But if we look at the really, you know, when I was there, because I used to be a speech and drama teacher, and so I was teaching there with my husband, and we, it was the lifestyle of these people that you could really see. So let's say worked hard and all the rest of it, but the way that to eat purposely, to, you know, not smash it at the gym, but, you know, walk and wander and sit and play and social connections and all those sorts of things. So I think that has influenced my practice more than anything. And then the research around the gut microbiome has actually, I suppose, you know, made it that, yeah, that's, I, you know, I'm on the right track with what I'm doing. So,
yeah, fascinating. And I guess that's always where I really think that we as natural practitioners have such an advantage, is because, yeah, it's not just a pill or test, or, you know, we actually get to chat to our clients and take in their whole situation and cater a treatment plan that's sort of unique for them and their, and what they're going through at this time in their life.
Yeah, and that's really true. And look, you know, but, it, you know, it's that, the health model, you know, you go into a GP, they've only got 10 minutes. Their job is not to do what we do. Their job is to, okay, well, this is the problem, this is the pill. And I think sometimes, you know, people are very dissatisfied, but it depends. It's like, you know, it's no point taking my fridge to a car mechanic to get fixed. It's a very different thing. Absolutely. So while doctors and specialists perform a really important function, and in fact a lot of, you know, the research around the gut microbiome has come from a Western medicine standpoint, and, you know, I really embrace all of that. I'd rather take a set of antibiotics than die of some, you know, hideous disease. But so it all has its place. But you're right, the role of a natural therapist is, you know, the time that I spend with my clients, the period of time that I spend to them, I'm looking at every aspect of their health. You know, there's no point telling a mother of three that's trying to get kids to school and doing all these things to, you know, well, I want you to meditate in the morning and, you know, and make this smoothie and all the rest of it, when you're trying to cater to three different kids, lunchboxes and the rest of it. So, and I think that's also helped me from being, you know, a mother of three children and now a grandmother of. But I think, you know, natural therapists have got the time to take, to talk. There's so much that comes out of talking that someone then just says, they say something, you go, oh, okay, that wasn't sort of mentioned before. Oh, now let's go down that path. And so it just keeps sort of opening up because, as you know, most people come and go, I've got pain. Okay, well, you know, we could talk about that. But when you've got more time to discuss when it happens, what's the onset, what's the duration, what, you know, all those sorts of things, you can really target a natural approach of healing, of working with the body, rather than, you know, the other model that it has its place, certainly. But yeah, I think, yeah, the natural therapies, and I think that the Japanese model was very much like that. Even when you did see a doctor, it was a longer period of time. I mean, people sort of hung out at doctor surgeries and sort of wandered in. You'd wander in, someone else would wander in and sit down next to you, think, oh, God, I don't think you had an appointment now. But it was just very, it's very fluid. It was just so natural. So I think their practitioners at that time, and, again, it could have changed, were very much that real mix between that Western and Eastern philosophy. So I think I really took a lot more than what I really thought about at the time. Now, as I sort of, you know, get older in my advancing years, you know, I sort of really sort of see how that has influenced my practice and, you know, treatment of clients.
Yeah, for sure. And again, like I always really like it because we get to put the human in the center of the medicine, you know, and like, and hear what they said. And like, and exactly like you said, when you're chatting to them, you know, they start to build that rapport, they start to build that trust, and then it's like, oh, okay, a little bit of a thread comes through, or they say a word that's a little bit, oh, okay, you didn't mention that before, but that, you know, clicks to there, and it's like, oh, okay, oh, what, you've got a, you know, you've got a sick parent, or you've got a sick child, it's like, okay, that's increasing your stress, and this is what you're dealing with, and it's like, ah, oh, now we can piece together these little threads, and before you know it, you've got this whole landscape, and it's like, well, it may not actually be, you're eating really well. It may not be your nutrition. It could be you're too stressed or your lifestyle or you're doing the wrong exercise. You know, you're pounding yourself at the gym. Just dial it back a little bit. And I think that's one of the most wonderful gifts that we can give to our clients personally.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yep.
So let's get down to a little bit of business. Mm-hmm. If I'm a new client and I'm coming to see you, what can I expect? How do you approach the consultation process? And what questions will I be asked?
Right. So I'm actually quite different from a lot of nutritionists and naturopaths out there. I also practice as qualified as a naturopath as well, and that's sort of in the whole thing. But I suppose most of my area is around the gut microbiome, nutrition plus lifestyle. But what I do is when I first started practicing, I had that thing where people would come in, you know, I'd do the 1 hour initial, 1.5 hours, talk to them, everything. And at times I thought, look, I can't help you or you're not in the right space because you yourself know, you know, people aren't in that space. It's not, I'm going to come in, get something, go home and I'm fixed. Yeah. You know, with natural therapies, you're talking about working with a practitioner 2, 3, 6, 12 months. I mean, these are things that have not come overnight. You know, these are, most people come to you after 10 years of, oh, I've been trying, I've put on all this weight over 10 or 15 years, or these things have happened over, you know, or since I was a child, I had eczema and I did all of this and here I am in my mid-20s, that. And so personally, you know, and it was for me and them, I found that for me to be dissatisfying because I sort of thought, well, look, I've charged them some money and I can't really help them or they're not really ready to be helped and I don't think that I can add really any value. So I changed my model in that I offer anybody, whether they're going to be a client or not, a complimentary call, a 20-minute exploratory call. So they put some information in the booking calendar. So they pick a time and, you know, a date that suits them. And I just go through what are the basics that are happening? How long has it been going on? What sort of a treatments or supplements or medications? Really get it. So what I say to them is that, I'm going to see whether one, I can help you. And if I can, then I'm going to tell you how I work and we're going to see if we're a fit. Because by the end of the conversation, you know, I may have said things and they think, oh, no, I don't want to work with her or I don't like it. So it makes me sort of feel better about that and that upfront little chat about what it is. And, you know, one of the really important questions I ask people is, what's the time frame that you think, you know, they've come in 15 kilos heavier or the hormonal problems or, you know, eczema or that, you know, how long do you think that that's going to take you? And, you know, if someone says 1 month or two, I want a result in 2 months, you know, I just say, look, I'm just not your person. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of them will say, look, I think probably I've been this way for a long time, probably 6 to 12 months. I'm like, good, then, you know, we're a match there. Because I work over a period of 6 months. So the next day, you know, I say, look, we've just had a quick chat. This is what we've established. So now we'll move to an initial consult where we'll review all your blood tests, we'll review your whole health history. So they fill out something, you know, a big an online confidential health assessment that looks bigger than Ben-Hur. but really that has everything in there. They're like, oh, my God, I thought, God, I don't have that. Oh, I do have that. So they do that whole thing and we sit down for that period of, you know, 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to review everything before they've come in to really piece together, you know, possible permutations, what's happening, what, you know, what I've decided. And then I take them through a program. I call it a gut rebalancing protocol that we work together for 6 months and go through. And while the beginning is quite similar for most people, we sort of go through an onboarding and a prep phase and establishment. Sort of think about your garden, establishing a garden. Well, you know, you can't, you know, if you had a landscaper there, there's basic establishment rules. Well, we've got to put new soil in. We've got to, you know, get rid of, we've got to make sure the retick is there. We've got to do all those things. So all the clients get to that point. And then from there on, depending where their gut is, what are the presenting symptoms, their lifestyle, all those things, I take them through a program that really addresses everything. So where they get to it, we cover, you know, sleep hygiene, stress reduction, awareness, relief, management, also about, you know, effective communication, products they're using, all the foods, you know, they get the meal plans and recipes and that. But again, like you said, there's no point. I mean, I could give anyone a meal plan, but whether you do it or not, exercise. So they go through a program with me over 6 months where they join a virtual clinic. So I have a virtual clinic where they have contact with me every day. So a lot of it is about that coaching and support and every single day, because I found too that model where when I first started practicing, you know, see someone, go, okay, all right, well, let's get doing this. And they'd go away and I'd say, right, let's book it in now for a month and catch up. And I'd come back in a month and I'd say, how'd you go? Oh, well, it was kind of difficult and this happened and I couldn't do that. And I was like, oh, and again, I felt, you know, they felt bad. I felt bad. I thought, oh, God, we're not really getting, you know, we're 10 steps forward, 8 steps, 10, you know, 9 steps back. And so, again, I sort of thought, look, where can I set up a forum that I'm seeing them every single day, that they can ask questions, that I can share education about the gut microbiome, you know, so I've got sort of a gut health library, a podcast library about all the different aspects of influencing. And so really it's sort of almost like signing up for, you know, 6 months of, you know, going to uni to do a course, but instead of at the other end being a wreck, when you know what it's like when you finish uni, you come out the other side going, oh my God, I'm fixed, you know, like everything's amazing. Oh, what's happened? So, so that sort of came into fruition probably about 2016. So this is about, this is probably my fifth year that I've been doing this model, and it's allowed me to work again nationally and internationally. I've got clients, you know, in the UK and Canada and the US and New Zealand and then all over Australia. So it's allowed me to consult here. I've got a clinic room in South Perth here in WA. So for clients that are local that want to step into the clinic. Amazingly though, now since COVID, most people, even the ones in Perth, even if they're, you know, 5 kilometres away, they go, well, I'll just sit at home, do Zoom and sit in my pyjamas type of thing. So that's sort of changed even the in-person thing, because people have wanted to sort of stay at home. It's easier than bundling kids in a car, et cetera. So, so that's sort of how that developed. And I suppose, you know, like any practitioner, you know, you develop the practice. I sort of developed something that I wish that I had had, that someone was there for me all the time, that I could ask any question, that I felt when I didn't feel motivated, that I could get that motivation and support, that I could be along with other peers. So while I do the one-on-one consults, you know, regularly with them throughout it, they're with other, mostly women. I do have some men, but mostly women in their 40s, 50s and 60s that are on the same parallel journey. You know, one's got 6 kids, one's got no kids, one's married, one's divorced, one's this, one's that. And so just to also be in the forum where you feel that, well, I'm not the only one that's missing these things or not, you know, or behind or, you know, not motivated, which is really comforting to know that you're not the only one that's going through all these things. So, so that's sort of how they do that. And then that way, you know, I can give them an estimate knowing, you know, at that complimentary call to give them an estimate. So, look, you know, for this amount of, with what's going on, with what we're doing here, with what they plan, this is what you're looking at. And so people make a really conscious decision to work with me. And like I said, if I can't work with them, I'll say, look, I'm not really a person, but I'll point you, this person is fantastic in this area, or you need something. I think you need to go to a specialist and get further investigation first. That's not normal and, you know, like in the normal sort of acceptable range of what we would think. So, lots of different things. But that way sits, you know, well with me and, well, hopefully, the people that I see, they seem to like it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so – and it is so important to get a resonance with who – your healthcare professional is, right? Like, because like you said, we're going to be divulging some intimate and some quite deep stuff with them, especially as we go along on the journey. I mean, I know for myself, right? You think it's one thing, but then all of a sudden you're getting this deeper, and sometimes it's traumatic and sometimes it's absolutely stuff that you didn't think had anything to do with your condition, but it's the underlying cause. And so, yeah, to have that rapport, I think, is so important. And absolutely love the fact that what you said, it's so true that we almost do create our persona to be who we would have wanted to see when we were going through it. And it's, yeah, and that, again, because everybody's unique. So, like you said, if you don't resonate with me or with you, you know, there's somebody else who you will resonate with. And that's another thing that I like, is creating this overall healthcare landscape for our clients so that we can refer and we can, you know, point them in the right direction for someone who can give them what they need at that time. Because at the end of the day, for myself personally, it's always about what's best for the client, getting them as healthy as possible and getting them on their own sort of healthcare journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree, you know, and I mean, working in this, you know, I belong to different associations and groups and have got so many people that do amazing things. And so it's really easy. And even on, you know, like you just don't click with someone or you just, and like you said, you know, if you don't have that rapport, you can't develop a relationship where you're open and trusting or whatever, then the treatment just stops. I mean, there is just no way. You just can't. It doesn't go anywhere. And I say to people, well, then I can't help you. You know, so if someone says to me, look, I don't want to work in that sort of form, well, then, okay, well, then I can't help you. But look, these are people that I think would be really good and they can help you here and do this. And so, yeah, with, you know, it's like anywhere, you know, it's relationship, someone that I love, someone else doesn't like, or a friend that I like, someone else doesn't like, or they do like, or whatever. It's 8 billion people in the world. There's no shortage of trying to find someone that you like. And certainly, you know, with Anta, you know, I mean, I've just got, so many friends that are with Anta and that do amazing things in different areas, you know. Like, I mean, I love homeopathy, but I'm certainly, you know, I did one unit and I'm certainly no expert, but where I see things there with hay fever or certain things, I will go, right, look, concurrently while we're doing this, you need to just pop and see this homeopath and get some, you know, work with them in this area. And so there's that real sort of, you get that multidisciplinary approach to patient care. And really, you know, what do clients want? They just want results. You know, that's what it is. And I feel it's, you know, it's my role to help them navigate that. And you know, like I always say to them, look, it's you. You know, you're the one that needs to make the change. I can guide you this, but, you know, I can be there for you every step of the way and tell you, don't go down that road. That one's a dead end. Go down there. You know, don't go this way, go that way. Grab this, don't do that. And having that expert advice, and especially when you've got, you know, multiple prongs, really helps them to get the results, which I think if you ask anyone, that's really just what they want. They're sick and tired of this, you know, short-term solution, the model that's in and out. I got a pill. Oh, I don't know. I feel worse. Now something else has happened, et cetera. So I think natural therapies give that longer, broader, comprehensive, supportive model that is, which is what I aim to do. And I know a lot of natural therapists do.
Absolutely. And I often sort of think that it's kind of like having a cheerleader in your corner, right? Where you actually like, because you come down, you might be having a flat day, you might be having an off day, you might have gone out and eaten something you shouldn't have on the weekend, and you come, it's like, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it, we're good. Like, look at how far you've come, look at what you've done, look at this, like, look at your weight now. It's like, it's okay, you've had a bad mistake, but here's what we can do to help it.
And I always say to people, don't judge your life by one day, you know.
That's right.
If you judge your life by one day, you know what I mean, then we wouldn't do anything. And so, you know, life is a long continuum, and it's up and down, and it's not about singling things out as bad or good. I always say to my clients, I said, look, you know, when you single out food or anything, I said, like, you know, if you've got a broken leg, you don't go walking or dancing. But they're dancing and walking are really lovely, but they're not appropriate for a broken leg. You know, a bucket of carrots every day is not healthy, you know, but, 10 hot dogs a day is not healthy. So, you know, it's always the dosage and the, you know, amount and the condition that these things help in. So it's really important that people, you know, and that's one of the things that I really work with people. It's not going without, it's going with, but it's looking at know, like I say, stresses are like the weather. If you think that you're going to get rid of stresses, then you are delusional. I mean, it's the weather. You're not controlling it. It just comes out of the blue. But you can learn to navigate it. You can learn to be proactive instead of reactive. You can learn to apply strategies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's very much, the role. And I have a stress reduction and behavioural specialist that I work with that does lots of work with the clients within the group, so that they can, you know, work through those and navigate those areas. But yeah, we're not, everything seems. I mean, if life was, flat, well, then I think it'd be actually quite boring. So
yeah, absolutely.
We just don't want to be chaotic. We want somewhere between boring and somewhere between chaotic.
That's it.
That's what we're aiming for. But yeah, you're so right. It's about getting that, having someone that you can talk to, that you can feel you can be open. Because I always say to my clients, if you feel that you can't be open with me, then this is never going to work because I have to know it warts and all. And yes, sometimes I'll be very caring about it. And other times I might kick you up the butt and say, hang on a second, what do you want here? So my job is, good cop, bad cop, the angel, the devil. And that's what, because you have to be honest with them, I can't say, oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, do it again. So you're looking at behavior and what they're doing. And my job is to be honest with them and them to be honest with me. But yeah, couldn't agree more. One day on its own is certainly not.
Well, this has been absolutely great. We're just about coming up on time. So two questions to finish off with. So one, what can a client expect from a treatment from you? So are you've got naturopathic, so you'll be herbs as well as nutraceuticals, or you said you don't like diet plans. How does it work in your landscape, and what kind of clients are you really looking to work with? And if anybody's listening to this and they think they're a good match for you, what sort of clients are you looking at and what do you specialize in?
Okay, so yeah, I don't use, probably one of the very few, I don't use any herbs, any supplements, any nutraceuticals. Work with food and lifestyle, and food that is positioned around the research that we know that creates a diversity that increases gut health. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of it's based on, the peer-reviewed research papers on about food and different types of fiber and different types of, nutritional elements that support gut health. So it's all about food. And so while they get I sort of call it a food prescription, because it's more sort of laid out to restoring and rebalancing the gut microbiome to get that sort of evenness, richness, diversity that we're looking for optimal health. So while they get that, they also get the along with a lifestyle prescription where they're taken through learning all the elements that we talked about, stress and sleep and alcohol and products and how we eat and what we do and all the day-to-day things that we're, I suppose a lot of the environmental things as well that people just really aren't aware of. So it's sort of, I work over a period of 6 months with clients. So they're learning. I would say it's an educational format in a private setting. I don't treat anyone under the age of 30. I think they're better suited to, well, not for me. But my main clientele are 40, 50, 60s and 70s. So age group, predominantly there have been women, but I do have some men, but men just tend to sort of wait a bit longer until things go wrong with. Sorry, I know you're a man, but I'm like,
I understand.
Okay. But yeah, so 40s, 50s and 60s, single, married, kids, six, I've got six kids, someone else has got, six kids, eight grandchildren, all sorts of things. But really people that are wanting to learn how did I get here so I don't repeat it? What is the truth, not just the myths or the diets or the rest of it? My clients go to eating anything and everything, go out and have a glass of wine or go out and do these things. I mean, they're not deal breakers. Have a cup of coffee, all those sorts of things. But learning, getting educated and changing them. So, yeah, that's who who I like to connect with, and that I think they like to being, a mother of three adult children and now two grandchildren. I can really connect with what they're going through, because there's no point trying to ask someone to do something when you know it doesn't work in that landscape, you know, and that's why I've got a daughter that's 25. So what, you know, to ask someone at 25 to do something with their lifestyle and what they're doing doesn't really work the same way. And mine is more geared to, I think, yeah, an older, more mature clientele.
I definitely know for me, yeah, it took me till I was 28, 29 to actually have a look at what was going on. Yeah. And to really start to be like, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, that could have been a problem.
Quite as well as I would like.
That's right. And that's fair enough. I was 24 and all over. You mean, and I'm not saying they all are. I mean, I have squeaked in a couple of, you know, 28-year-olds who have been very keen and very mature and, you know, and got to there sort of sooner. But it's just the realm, you know, you just.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your teens are one, your 20s are another, your 30s another. They're all very different. It's like me when, you know, they said, oh, well, like, you know, lockdown, you can't go out after, you know, 8 p.m. I'm like, thank God, good. Oh, good. I'm getting in my pajamas. That's a blessing. Someone else was like, oh, right, you know, my daughter was devastated by the whole thing, you know. So it's just the age thing, isn't it?
100%. Well, this has been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much for sharing yourself with us. It's been great. Where can people find you? Where's your contact details? Where can they get in touch? And, yeah, how do they get this ball rolling?
So very easy. Just go to www.nataliewoodman, or one word, very easy to spell, Woodman, nataliewoodman.com, and you will find all the information, everything, you know, what I deliver, what I do, looking at clients, sort of what they've said along their journey. There's a big FAQ there, and then there's the link there if anyone wants to book a complimentary call. And like I say to people, I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm trying to, you know, if we're a match, if what I, you know, what I deliver is what you need and we're a match, then this is what will be, because it doesn't work until we're both on board. So, yeah, I'm not going to sign up anyone for a, you know, multi-level marketing scheme or anything. So like that people, you know, when you get a complimentary call, you think, oh God, I'm going to be.
Just had a bit of an internet issue. Well, guys, as always, we'd just like to thank Natalie so much for coming on. Just a little bit of a dropout there, but all of her links will be in this description box below, so you can get in touch with her. Just like to thank Natalie so much for coming and joining Therapist Spotlight. And we'll catch you guys all next time. Hey, have a great day. See yous.
Thank you for listening to Therapist Spotlight. If you would like to know more about ANTA, visit us at www.anta.com.au.